good intro. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us, and I know it's like really, really, really early in the morning, so I mean, I appreciate you getting up and coming. My presentation will be highlighting the NIOSH Oil and Gas Extraction Safety and Health Program and the partnerships that led to many of the research to practice tools that we have created to protect workers in this very dynamic field. First, I must give my disclaimer that the findings and conclusion in this presentation are those of the authors, do not necessarily represent the views of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Also, I need to mention that the company trade names or products does not constitute endorsement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I have no conflicts of interest. Over the course of this session, I will cover five main topics. First, I want to give most of you a refresher course about NIOSH, and maybe some new information for any students in the audience, and what drives our research. Next, I will discuss the oil and gas program itself and why we were established. And then I will describe how we were able to partner with key safety and health professionals in the oil and gas industry, and later move on to show you some of the research findings and products that developed as a result of the collaboration. Finally, I will introduce you to the topics that we are currently researching and encourage you all to stay for the entire NIOSH session today. So to begin, NIOSH stands for the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., is the U.S. federal agency that conducts research and makes recommendations based on what is discovered from that research, with the ultimate goal of preventing injury and illness in the nation's 155 million workers. In 2007, the estimated cost of work-related fatalities, injuries, and illnesses was approximately $250 billion in medical costs and productivity losses. The Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970 created two agencies. One was the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, and the other was NIOSH. OSHA is part of the Department of Labor, and they develop and enforce workplace regulations. NIOSH, on the other hand, is part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the Department of Health and Human Services. Again, our focus is on ensuring safe and healthy working conditions by providing research, information, education, and training in occupational safety and health. Now, the National Occupational Research Agenda, or NORA, is a partnership program designed to stimulate innovative research and improve workplace practices, and it is the framework for NIOSH research. Created in 1996, NORA brings together diverse stakeholders from universities, large and small businesses, professional societies, governmental agencies, and worker organizations to identify the most critical issues in workplace safety and health. These partners then work to develop goals and objectives for addressing these needs. In order to set priorities for research, these programs will look at the number of workers at risk for a particular injury or illness, the seriousness of the hazard of the issue, and the probability that the new information and approaches will make an overall difference. So the NORA entered its second decade in 2006 with a sector-based structure to move research to practice within workplaces. Currently, there are 10 NORA sectors, each with their own councils that develop and maintain an agenda. The national agenda is therefore a collection of all of the sector's agendas. I'm now going to switch gears and talk a bit about the NIOSH oil and gas sector and program. First, I think it's important to describe the oil and gas industry itself. It typically involves the development and operation of oil and gas field properties. Such activities may include exploration for crude petroleum and natural gas, site preparation, drilling completions, and servicing of wells, and all other activities in the preparation of oil and gas up to the point of shipment from the producing property. There are three types of companies in the industry: operators, which control and manage lease properties, and that's about 30% of that industry. You have drilling contractors that drill the wells, which is about 16% of that industry. And then you also have well servicing companies who complete and service wells and perform all other types of support and maintenance activities, and that's about 50%. So in 2004, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported a 15% increase in fatalities in the oil and gas workers. 98 oil and gas extraction workers died on the job that year. The resulting fatality rate, 31.9 deaths per 100,000 workers, was similar to the rate found in coal miners, twice the rate of construction workers and almost eight times that for all U.S. workers that year. When the data was released, the director of NIOSH charged two researchers with the task of investigating these fatalities, and they funded a small pilot project to examine fatal injuries in these workers. They identified industry partners, visited the well sites, interviewed the workers, and to get a better understanding of the nature of the work. NIOSH then collected and analyzed fatality count data from the BLS Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries and worker estimates from the BLS Quarterly Census of Employment and Wages. During 2003 to 2006, a total of 404 occupational fatalities among oil and gas extraction workers occurred in the United States, resulting in an average annual fatality rate of 30.5 per 100,000 workers. In addition, a statistically significant correlation was observed between the number of drilling and workover rigs and the annual occupational fatality rate during 1993 to 2006. So as the number of rigs increased, so did the fatality rate. Now, these early investigations also revealed how worker deaths were occurring. Highway crashes and workers struck by objects were the two most frequent fatal events, accounting for almost 67% of the total worker fatalities between 2003 and 2012. Other fatal injuries included fires and explosions, exposure to hazards in the environment, such as electric currents, and slips, trips, and falls. The program coordinator at that time traveled to meetings and conferences and into the field, and they wanted to learn more about the industry from the people who work in it every day. Soon it became apparent that in order to truly understand oil and gas, NIOSH would need to seek more partners who were influential as well as safety and health focused. We will now look at some of those partnerships. So NIOSH identified and invited several safety and health professionals from industry, government, and academia to join the National Occupational Research Agenda, Oil and Gas Extraction Sector Council. This initial group included very large companies as well as little smaller organizations and represented operating, drilling, and servicing companies. At this time, NIOSH's staff had grown to a whopping three people. So the first full meeting occurred in July in 2008 in Texas. The primary objective of the council was to formulate an outline of possible safety and health research topics. They outlined specific working groups, identified additional key stakeholders to invite to participate, and planned for future meetings. They agreed to meet twice a year, and the group continued to grow, adding more and more and more members over the years. The NIOSH staff membership increased as well to include industrial hygienists, epidemiologists, and toxicologists. Each member of the council came with their own perspectives that were unique to their companies, but they learned that they had shared values and some common concerns. The top topics that they discussed fell into five categories: injury prevention, worker supervision and training, safety management and practices, data collection, and worker turnover. Throughout the meetings and the working groups, the participants created a list of research issues that would be considered by the council in the development of the Oil and Gas Extraction Subsector Council Strategic Plan. Finally, in October of 2011, the council published the NORN Council's National Oil and Gas Extraction Agenda. In it, they detailed specific research priorities and key strategic goals that they felt needed to be met by 2020. These goals were to reduce the occupational fatality rate in the oil and gas extraction industry by 50%, reduce the occupational motor vehicle fatality rate in the oil and gas industry by 50%, reduce the fatality rate due to contact injuries in the oil and gas extraction industry by 50%, reduce the rate of non-fatal occupational injuries in the oil and gas industry by 50%. They wanted to identify hazards, classify, categorize risk, and prevent chemical exposures which could lead to occupational illnesses in workers in the oil and gas extraction industry. In addition to the partnerships formed with the NOR Council members, NIOSH also collaborated with the National Service Transmission, Exploration, and Production Safety Network, or otherwise known as STEPS. This all-volunteer organization was founded in 2003 in South Texas by OSHA, an oil and gas industry, in an attempt to reduce injuries and fatalities in that region. The current organization includes 22 independent regional networks in 20 oil and gas producing states and is made up of oil and gas operators, contractors, and safety professionals, as well as members of OSHA, NIOSH, and trade organizations and educators all across the country. They meet periodically to share and discuss safety and health and environmental incidents. what are the best practices in their industry, and related issues, as well as establish focus group to address specific safety and health concerns. The STEPS network proved to be an ideal place to disseminate the findings of NIOSH research and to find solutions to safety and health issues. The ultimate partnership took place on December 2, 2014. OSHA, the National STEPS Network, and NIOSH formed an alliance to work together to prevent fatalities, injuries, and illnesses in onshore exploration and the production sector of the oil and gas industry. The alliance plans to use data on injury and illnesses, as well as any data collected on known and suspected exposure hazards, to help identify emphasis areas for awareness, outreach, and communication activities. They will also evaluate the effectiveness of the alliance's activities and measure the impact of its effort to improve the workplace for both employers and workers. I will discuss one product that's already resulted as a result of this collaboration shortly in my next section. So with the research agenda in mind and in place, and partners willing to help, NIOSH was able to conduct studies to identify hazards and create products to help educate workers and employers about ways to prevent injuries and exposures. The NIOSH Oil and Gas Program staff, once based in Alaska, now works out of offices in Colorado, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Washington. As a group of epidemiologists, industrial hygienists, toxicologists, biologists, engineers, and health communicators, we have conducted field research in the states highlighted in this slide. This timeline shows the many projects that we've been involved in the last 20, or since 2004. Using the preliminary research findings and input from the NOR partners and from the early research that focused on motor vehicle and safety stuff. But we've kind of gone away from the motor vehicle safety and fall prevention. We are still doing some research on that. But over the years, we've included some information on contact injury prevention, fire and explosion prevention, and characterization and prevention of chemical exposures in workers. The output from these products have included videos, scientific articles and blogs, and numerous conference presentations. The Take Pride in Your Job videos encourage oil and gas extraction workers to use fall protection and never be unclipped whenever working in elevated positions, and seatbelt use when you're moving in a motor vehicle. The Move It Rig Move Safety for Truckers and Roughneck DVDs highlight easy ways to lower the risk of being injured or killed when moving a new rig to a new location. Rig Check is made up of 35 inspection forms, and it's designed to be used by rig workers to document the inspection of tools and equipment commonly found on rotary and workover rigs. The OSHA NIOSH Hazard Alert discusses the health hazards associated with hydraulic fracturing and focuses on worker exposures to silica in the air. It covers the health effects of breathing silica. It makes recommendations of ways to protect workers and describes how OSHA and NIOSH can help. And finally, the NIOSH field effort to assess chemical exposures to risk in gas and oil workers provides some information regarding research to identify activities where chemical exposures can occur and characterize potential exposures. NIOSH has published research in oil and gas trade magazines and the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Hygiene. These articles focus on exposure to respirable silica and volatile organic hydrocarbons, which will be discussed by my colleagues. This year also marks the publishing of the Oil and Gas Extraction Worker Fatalities 2014 mid-year report, and it used data from the NIOSH Fatalities Oil and Gas Extraction FOG database. Another of my colleagues will be presenting details about this accomplishment later. And I want to wrap up this part of my lecture by sharing a success story and how partnerships can drive quality research. And it can lead to tools that can be utilized to educate workers about potential hazards. Earlier I mentioned that the Alliance was a partnership that was established between OSHA, NIOSH, and the STEPS Network. It was determined that the potential for overexposure to hydrocarbon gases and vapors while tank gauging and collecting fluid samples on well sites may have contributed to at least 9 oil and gas worker fatalities between 2010 and 2014. Information about this hazard needed to be disseminated quickly, but NIOSH and OSHA products would have taken too long to develop. So the Alliance decided it was their duty to get the information to the workers. So they met through teleconferences and created a graphic hazard alert on the potential hazards during tank gauging activities. And the work was divided among the group, and input for all the parties was discussed. 10 weeks later, the hazard alert was ready, and then the National STEPS Network sent the information out in its network, where it was estimated to have reached at least 100,000 individuals. Many other workers may have actually seen this in their workplace as well. So this presentation has provided you with a look at the oil and gas extraction program in 10 years and our 10 years past. It tells you a little bit about how we came to exist and the great products that were developed after establishing partnerships that drove the research priorities. The next lecture in this section will discuss our current research, so I encourage you all to stick around. Thank you.